heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Folks, we're living in a world that we need God to order our steps. We need God each and every day in our walk. Folks, we're living in a crazy world now. We don't know where it's going to come or when it's going to happen. But it seems like there's always something going on around us. And we need to make sure we're walking with the Lord. It's good to see you this morning. It's good to be seen. To our guests, to our visitors, we want to welcome you here to the Wheeler Slang family. We hope and pray that your stay will be enjoyable. To our members, it's always good to see you. We hope and pray that in our services this morning that something will be said to encourage you, something will be said to strengthen you, but most of all, something will be said to edify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, as I look out over the audience, I know this day is a day that we are trying to get out of the month of September, and it's been hot, y'all. It's just been hot. Y'all can keep this hot weather. I'm ready for the winter or fall or whatever week or two we're going to get. I'm ready for it. Y'all can have this heat. This morning, folks, I want to speak to you on a topic that I think affects a lot of us in one way or another. And the topic that I want to talk to you about this morning is how to be free from anxiety. How to be free from anxiety. Now, this is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But I believe it was Jesus who stood up with a conjunction and said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." Y'all, we need to be seeking God's kingdom. And not just seeking God's kingdom, but we need to be seeking his righteousness. His righteousness is his word, folks. His righteousness is the doctrine, folks. His righteousness is what we're going to be judged by in the end. That's important, folks. If we just be obedient children, if we just follow Christ, do what Christ asks us to do, all those things that we need in our lives, he's going to take care of it. Oh, man, we ought to get more than one amen off that now. Come on now, wake up, church. God has been good to us, y'all. Sometimes, y'all, we need to wake up and realize how good God is to us. You know, sometimes when God comes knocking on your door with a death angel, he got your attention. We need to wake up and realize, give God his just due, because he deserves it, folks. You see, we fail to realize it was Jesus who stood and said, seek the kingdom, y'all. Seek the kingdom. See, Jesus is trying to get you to see, you know, we're out in this rat race. We get up from 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, we're running all the way to 8, 9 o'clock at night. Just running in a rat race, nonstop, y'all. Doing any and everything. We need to stop and take time out for God sometimes during that day. Because if you don't watch out for it, you're going to get sucked in to that rat race. You're going to get sucked in. Well, folks, you're going to get caught up in some stuff. And we need to be seeking the kingdom. Don't you know he died for you? He died for you, folks. This is why it's so important you have to understand in the Matthew chapter 6, right now, verse 24 and 25, he tells you, listen, if I wanted to take care of the birds and the air, if I'm going to take care of the lizards in the field, aren't you much more to me than them? I got your back. I got your back, folks. This is Jesus talking here, folks. And we need to slow your roll. We need to slow down, folks. And when you look at the topic that I have this morning, when you look at this word, anxiety, let me define it for you. Anxiety is a feeling of worry. It affects our nervous system. Anxiety has stress. Anxiety have uncertainty. Anxiety is unease, folks. Doubt. Restless. Folks, it's attacking the body. It starts off small, but it develops and grows. And it will take you out if you ain't careful. This is the kind of world that we're living in, folks. But I think about the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians. If anybody had a reason to have anxiety, if anybody had a reason for worry, if anybody had the reason to be anxious, it was Apostle Paul. Listen to me, y'all. Over in Philippians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3, Paul is trying to explain to us his relationship with those Christians there. Paul loved those Christians. Paul wrote letters and he tried to encourage those folks over there in his relationship with them. And they had agreements and disagreements. And then even think about Paul on his way to Rome. Don't you know there were some preachers in Rome who just hated Paul? They hated him. They wanted to take him out. They couldn't stand him. They were envious, strife of him. And they wanted to take him out. But nevertheless, here is Paul in the book of Philippians. Throughout the book, this epistle, Paul is steady saying, rejoice. Rejoice. I say again, rejoice in the Lord. See, sometimes, y'all, when we go through our problems in life, we need to take a time out and just be appreciative of what we are and what we have. You know, a coworker was telling me the other day they were moving, and they didn't realize how much junk they had. They had went and got a rental van, thinking they could put all their stuff in there. Okay? With one load, that's what he thought. It took him 3 trips because he didn't realize how much stuff he had packed up over the years. And now we done packed up a lot of stuff that we need to get rid of, that we dragging on with us. That's unnecessary. We don't need all that stuff in our lives. We need to cut some of that stuff off and let it go. The title of this message, folks, how to be free from anxiety. We're going to examine the secret and antidote to that, but before I get into that, I want to just get a better understanding and to go deeper on this word anxiety. Because sometimes the word anxiety can get the best of us. And see, sometimes we need to understand what it can do. Big West, who's got the mic? Everybody got the mic? Yes, come on, Big West, you got to be ready now. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, I want you to read this, and I want you to listen to this. What does it say? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. What's the first thing Paul says here to us?
Be anxious for nothing.
Stop. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. You know how you've been in a situation where you needed a car, right? You need a car, it broke down, you gotta get a new car. Now your mind tells you can afford a Pinto, right? That's what your mind said. Come on, be real. That's what your mind said, you can afford a Pinto. But you sit there and you tell yourself, you tell the Lord and everybody else, I work too hard. I just work too hard. I work too hard for a Pinto. And you know what I deserve? You know what I would deserve? A Mercedes. A BMW. That's what I deserve. Now, your bank account said that you can only spend so much money. But you say you deserve a Mercedes. And see, you sit there and you convince yourself that you know what, no, I'm gonna get this Mercedes. I deserve it. I worked too hard. I need this. I deserve this. And now I get it. It's fine now. But come next month, you know what we do? I'm telling you what we do. We're gonna rob God. Amen, walls, light, somebody. We're gonna rob. Where the money gonna come from? It's gonna come from somewhere. We're gonna go rob God. The money that I put in the offering, and you put in the offering, I'm gonna take it away from the offering. Offering, don't take away from the offering. Well, you know what? They got some overtime at work, and they got overtime on the weekend. So what? Guess what? I work this weekend. And then we'll send a note to the church. I got to work this weekend. No, you don't have to work this weekend. You chose to work that weekend. You put that in front of you. You put that out there. Help it, somebody. Come on now. See, we put ourselves in a situation that we add stress, we add all the anxiety, we add these worries and stuff to our lives that we don't need. See, right now, that picture don't look so good, but that Mercedes sure do. I know you're going to look good in it. I know you're going to look good and you're going to keep it clean. I know that. But come the third and fourth month, you're struggling. Listen. Let's get some definitions down here. I want to make sure we understand this. This word, anxiety. And this word, anxious, listen to me now. It means to be pulled in different directions. Different directions. Now, I want you to think about this, Sister Mary. Somebody pulling you in two different directions. Have you ever experienced that before? You ever feel like you've been pulled in two different directions? Especially if you got kids. Come on now. They're pulling you in two different directions. Okay, not only you feel like you're being pulled in two directions, what I'm saying is that, see, anxiety will pull you one way, hope will pull you another way, fear is going to pull you another way, and also you just pull, something's going to pop! Something's got to give! Something is going to give because they're pulling apart in opposite direction, folks. And see this word, weary, you got to understand, it's English version word. It means, what it simply means is to strangle. Strangle. Have you ever seen somebody strangle? Or you want to strangle somebody? What's the purpose of strangling somebody? Come on, what? Kill them, lay hands on them. See, back there during that time, man, they want to lay hands on some folks, y'all. Lay hands on, sometimes lay hands on folks who want to strangle them. Try to sink some sense into them. And when you're doing that, you're taking a life out of them. This is what worry does to us. Folks, we need to let go and let God. Let go and let God. Don't you know, folks, they got a pill for everything? I'm going to say this again. Listen, every time you turn around and you go to your doctor, any ache, any pain you got, they got a pill for it. These pharmaceutical companies are just getting rich and richer. They don't care about them being sued because they're making billions. They give you a million if they're making billions. We got to let go and let God. Folks, this thing is affecting our nervous system. It's causing us unnecessary headaches and pain that we don't need, folks. You see, sometimes it's causing us to make bad choices and bad decisions. You see, you made a bad decision on getting that car. I know you wanted it. I know you may think you needed that car, okay? But your bank account says you need to get something less than that. And see, you don't realize, see, right now you're getting by with it. But see, what you just did, when you made that choice, there's a storm that's waiting on you. And it's on its way to you. It may get there today, it may get there tomorrow. It may get there next week. I don't know when it's going to get there, but it's on the way to your address. It's coming. We're creating problems for ourselves that we don't need. And we got to stop. Stop. Then Jesus saying, and he stood and said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this thing will be added unto you. Didn't he say that I will take care of the birds in the earth? Didn't he say I'll take care of the lilies in the field? Didn't he say, aren't you much more to me than them? What are you trusting faith at? Wait on the Lord, y'all. Wait on the Lord. We got to get rid of this wrong thinking and stinking thinking, y'all. How we rationalize things, you know, based upon what we need. We got so confused that we don't know the difference between our needs and our wants now. And Satan will do that to you. What's wrong with living a basic, simple life? I asked a question. What's wrong with living a basic and simple life? Why do we always have to have all the better things in life? We don't have to, y'all. We really don't, y'all. Yeah, we may shut up and move on, homie, okay? Okay, I'll move on. Listen. Go back to Philippians chapter 4. Verses 6 and 7. I just want you to read that.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Listen to me, y'all. Paul found the antidote. Paul found the secret to anxiety. He found a secret to worry. See, Paul didn't know and didn't realize he was going to get the wrong. He didn't know. He kept questioning whether he was going to make it or not. He didn't know, y'all. He didn't know. But he found the recipe, the antidote to get into Rome. And it's found right here in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Here's where the antidote is, y'all. And see, the antidote is, the first thing we got to do is that we got to pray about everything. Everything, y'all. Pray for everything. In your daily walk, folks, we ought to be constantly be praying about something. Help me, somebody. In our daily, when God wakes up in the morning, y'all, we ought to say thank you. Say thank you. Y'all, Lord, thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. Lord, thank you for having me the breath to get up. Lord, I'm in a little pain this morning. Sometimes I got to say, Lord, I'm in some pain, but thank you. Sometimes I'm in some tears, but I say thank you. I could be worse. Thank you. Thank God for everything. Everything. That's the first thing Paul talks about, is thank God for everything. See, Paul counseled us, for everything give to God in prayer. But see, here's another way of putting that. Don't worry about a thing. Give everything to God. How about that? Don't worry about a thing, but give everything to God. That's easy saying it and doing it, right? You know why? Because you got to practice. See, us grown folk, we got to the point where we act like we can't practice no more. Hello, somebody. But yet still, we want to tell our children. We want to tell our children to say thank you. We want to tell our children to be nice. We want to tell our children to obey. What about us, old folks? You think we got to the point now that we can't tell God thank you? Everything. So you got to understand, prayer was Paul's ammunition. Paul used prayer as his ammunition, folks. He used that to keep himself loaded and ready to go. The second point, in which we should pray and supplication. Prayer and supplication. See, that supplication, folks, is something that is genuine. Supplication is something that is humble. Supplication, y'all, is a prayer in general words to make a request known to God. It carries the audacity of devotion and worship. See, that's what we ought to have in our daily walk, y'all. Folks ought to say, why is he walking around crazy? He's just talking to himself. Why is he walking around doing it? He'd be out there just talking to Walter. There you go. See, talking to himself again. I told you he was crazy. Now, what kind of relationship are we having with God daily? Folks, you see, here's the problem. See, we're trying to worship God once a week, once a month, once a year, or what have you. See, this thing that we do is daily, y'all. This is why this spirit is renewed daily, y'all. So we got to walk this thing daily, y'all. Daily. This is something that just don't happen to us or just hit us in the head. We got to practice these things. We got to work these things. We got to practice these things, y'all. Listen. We got to watch how we ask and what we ask for God for. First of all, understand what you're asking for. Understand, is it a need or is it a want? I know you get confused with it sometimes. Okay, we get confused with our needs and our wants when we're asking God for something, y'all. Go to Matthew chapter 6 and 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 6, okay? Verses 7 and 8. You see, y'all, listen. Freedom from anxiety does not come from half-hearted Christians. See, sometimes, y'all, we can say something that sounds good, but that ain't gonna get nowhere. Just because it sounds good doesn't mean that it's good. God don't want that half-hearted. God wants something sincere, something that's meek, something that's humble. That's what God wants. That's what God's need, folks. Read, Big Wes.
And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of.
Hold up. Who knows? Hold up, you gotta say that loud. Who knows what you need? So how do I know what I need? How do I know what I need? You need to examine what you're asking for. Amen. We're just asking. Ask God to give you what you need. And to lead you where you need to go. And do what you have to do. This is about God, folks. This is why we're getting our wants and our needs all mixed up. We don't know one from the other. Read.
When you have need of them before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy and divine name.
Stop. You stop there. Pray, y'all. Pray. Pray. I was talking to a young man that goes to another congregation this past week. We're talking about praying. He said, Brother Dwayne, sometimes the kids laugh at me because I be praying in school. Let me say that again. He said, Brother Dwayne, sometimes the kids laugh at me because I be praying in school. I grabbed the little boy. I looked him in the eye. I said, let them keep laughing. And I want you to gaze into the heavens. I want you to look up top when you're praying. Look up top when you're praying and know everything's going to be all right. Teach your children, y'all, to stand for what's right. Not to be ashamed of who he is and what he is and what he stands for. More of us need to be praying in the public place. More of us need to be praying when we're at the public place, when we eat, before we eat our meals. More of us need to be praying when we're on that job. More of us need to be praying when we are around other folks. This thing is contagious, y'all. Folks don't talk about what you do, good or bad, anyway. I want you to drop down to Matthew chapter 6, 7, and 8. Because see, oftentimes we get it mixed up about what we're speaking on. Matthew chapter 6, 7, 8, what does it say? Matthew chapter 7, 7 through 11.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to do good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask?
Stop. That's the old way, y'all. And I know we can sit here and talk about and debate about times have changed now. Yeah, I know times have changed. But people still need water. People still need bread to eat. People are still homeless. People are still in need. But no, times have changed. Have they really changed? Or have we changed? Help me, somebody. We've changed, y'all. We've changed. Sometimes we need to remember about when we go through struggles in our lives, what we went through. But we forget about those things. We need to remember the things that we faced and how we got through it and how we're still dealing with some things, y'all. We soon forget. See, we're too quick to try to judge somebody else. And we need to be judging ourselves. My third and final point is, we need to pray with thanksgiving. Go back to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And I'm trying to drive this home because this is simple, but it's one of those scriptures that we oftentimes look over, that we need to understand, y'all, that we are people that have Christ, who have God. We are not be anxious for nothing. For nothing. And let's not get it twisted, folks, about what we're doing and how we're doing it. Read.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Listen. There's some things you may not understand. There's some things you don't need to understand. But you keep trusting anyway. See, God has a way to do what God's going to do. You hold on anyway. See, sometimes we want the answer yesterday, but he don't give it to us till next week. But you hold on anyway. You see, God ain't going to let us just go out there, y'all. He'll let us go for a little bit. He'll test you. He's going to test you out a little bit, but you hang on in there anyway. See, we can't afford to give up. Certainly give in and not give out. There's going to be a bunch of blows coming at us, but we got to stand. We got to stand. People are watching us. They're watching how we deal with stuff, how we relate to stuff, how we act. The world needs some light. It's dark in this world, y'all. And people are trying to find God. They're trying to find Christ, but they can't find anybody because we sometimes acting just like the folks in the world. And we need to let our light shine, y'all. Let it shine. Find somebody here who you know you can always talk to. When you're in trouble, just need an encouraging word, find somebody. You gotta have somebody that you can count on, y'all. It's always good to be able to pick up the phone and just, you know, when you're down and out and things ain't going, you can just call. Oh man, I just wanna hear your voice, man. I go, how you doing, man? You doing all right? Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Okay. Let that generate. We're all connected, y'all. We in this one body with many members to make up the one body. My job is different from your job. But you still got a job. I got a job. We all got a job. I'm encouraging you. You encourage me. We in this thing together. We ain't trying to beat each other down. We're trying to lift each other up. It get hard sometimes, don't it? But you hang on in it anyway. Gotta be thankful, y'all. Be thankful. Be thankful. Y'all remember the lepers? Yeah, man. Go to Luke chapter 17. And we're gonna close this here. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now watch these lepers. Let's listen to the story. Luke chapter 17, 11 through 19.
Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And as one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
Stop. Is that you? Come on, somebody help me here now. Is that you? Is that you? Man, sometimes when things happen to me, oh man, I'm shouting, y'all. I want somebody to know. I'm calling somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm shouting. I want somebody and everybody to know how good God been to me. He's been good to me, y'all. He's better to me than I am to myself, y'all. I think I have all the answers, but I don't. He leads me. He orders my steps. I just pray that he keep doing what he's doing and I have enough sense to follow. I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything. But I pray about it. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other, y'all. We in this together. And when you get a blessing, man, I don't understand that. When you get a blessing, man, you know it's a certain blessing. How do you keep that to yourself? Big Wes, I've got to go tell somebody. Oh my God, I got to tell somebody that everybody will listen. And listen. See, here's where we mess up. God ain't trying to bless you without trying to bless me. Listen. God got some blessings in heaven on ice, cooling for you while you're in this heat. Okay? He's trying to send them to you right now. But you are are going to dictate whether you receive them or not. Based upon your faithfulness and your obedience. He's got blessings on ice in heaven right now, ready to be sent to you with your name on it. And I'm waiting on mine. I'm not only waiting on mine, but I'm trying to keep myself in the right position, in the right condition, so I can receive it. Because when I get it, Maddie, we all going to celebrate. And y'all wonder why I like to cook. That's why I like to cook, y'all. That's why I like to cook. I love to cook, y'all. I love to cook. When he blessed me financially with something, y'all. Sam, I got the meat. I got this, Sam. That's what my mama used to do. She wanted to show her love, show her appreciation. She wanted to feed people, take care of them. Listen, as I close out, these 3 points about praying. Pray for everything. Prayer with supplication. And prayer with thanksgiving. Y'all, let's get in the habit. I know Brother Paul sends out the prayer request every Wednesday. Sometimes what I do, I take that prayer request and I take the whole directory and I put them both together and lay hands on it. And I say, God, I know there's somebody who needed prayers that didn't ask for them. You see, oftentimes when Paul sent that thing out, he only asked for prayers, but he needed two. He sends it out. He knows how important it is, y'all. When he sends it out, y'all, you ought to be waiting on it. If you don't get that prayer thing, you ought to be calling Paul, calling me, calling Sam. Where is it? Folks wouldn't have stood, wrote what they wrote, if they didn't mean what they said. We are obligated as a family to pray for them. They need that prayer to get through. That's the urgency you ought to be on it. Paul found the antidote to anxiety. He found it, and he realized that God blessed him to get on in the wrong. He didn't know it at first, but God showed him the way. And the way he got there is through that daily walk. That daily journey is how he got there. And the more he in tune with God, walk with God, talk with God, live with God, he got stronger by the day. The relationship gets bigger. The relationship gets stronger. And the more you do it, the more you have faith in God. Paul was a man at the very end that beheaded him. But he loved God. He hung on there to the end. Don't you want a relationship like that? Don't you want a relationship where you know that God's got your back? I don't know what tomorrow is. I don't know if I see you tomorrow. But I know I'm here today. Sometimes, y'all, we live for next week and don't realize that we may be gone tomorrow. Let's give thanksgiving for the day. And let God do his will, do what God gonna do. And if there's somebody in our audience who's not a member of the body of Christ, you come by hearing the word, folks. Hearing the word. And we will baptize you. You gotta believe that. All you gotta do is stand. I'll help you walk down the aisle and I'm gonna ask you the question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? And all you have to do is say yes. You say yes to that, we will baptize you today. Maybe not here, but today. for remission of your sin. And then you become a child of the living God, folks. And you're part of this marvelous family that he created as he stood and said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. If you fell out of Christ, come on back to Christ. If you need pearls, ask for pearls. Come on back home. As together we stand and sing the song of invitation.